All right, hello everybody. It is January 2nd, 2014, and this is our fifth call, our fifth Q&A call for the Bliss Body Transformation Program of the fall of 2013. And this is Anna. I am coming to you in the new year of the new. Kind of that fresh start, which we all tend to feel. And I'm tuning into my own, not resolutions necessarily. I feel like resolutions tend to be broken and that they don't really inspire us. And they're often coming from a place of should rather than a place of desire and real inspiration. And we have been doing this program together through probably one of the most difficult times of the year to do that. And I don't really like to label it. I don't love to say that in particular about it. I want to acknowledge that that is what comes up for so many people around this time, that we are now officially over that hump. In general, I have found that my clients kind of drop off during this time of year, during the holiday season, and then things really pick up again in January. Of course, it's sort of like the natural rhythm. However, this year was different, and it was really special, and I really acknowledged each and every, both my new clients who came to me during that time when I just sort of said, okay, this is my rest and, expand time, my rest and create time. And so those clients who did come to me during this time that generally people don't, they just kind of say, okay, I'm going to wait. And also for all of you that decided to jump into this program knowing that we would be going through this season. And what I want to say about that is it's fantastic because it's a primer. It allows us to know that we can go through this season and keep going. So as we're going into now the new year and the program is kind of somewhat completed but not really because we still are going to do Q&A calls and connect. And I really want to. And some of you are even starting your cleanse, which is so awesome. And I'm going to be starting my own here, hopefully soon. But it's a time to be inspired. And we had a new moon yesterday, along with the first day of the year. And so something that actually was shared with me that I really loved was, okay, so the first day of the year being very intentional, and I would say this could filter into the first few days of the year, but being really intentional with how we live our lives and what we are creating, because we're kind of planting the seeds. We're sort of setting down the soil for the entire year in a very energetic kind of metaphorical way, but nonetheless, like consciously creating that platform for what is it going to look like in this coming year for you. And so if you can take that time to be a little more intentional, I think it can be fabulous, like really thinking in these first few days of the year, what do I want to carry through into the rest of the year? So it sort of makes you think about what you might engage in, types of activities, thoughts, behaviors, all of that that you do, knowing that you're kind of planting the seed and setting the soil, like I said. So as an example, maybe there's something that you really don't want to be like a pervasive theme throughout your entire year. And that might be, I'll just come up with an example of, maybe you don't want to have to be spending a lot of money. Maybe let's just come up with that. I'm not going to do a health-related thing, but maybe you don't want to be really just mindlessly spending a lot of money. So what you could do in the first few days is that you're really intentional with where your money goes. And perhaps it even goes to charity, or that you just really say, you know, I'm going to only put my money into very conscious purchases, like things that I believe in, things that really feel supportive. So it's just a little exercise, just a suggestion, something that I've really been thinking about and that I was really pulling into my day yesterday on the first of the year, being that first little seed. So I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I actually did not get anybody who emailed any questions into me, so I know that I don't have those to address. And I really had no idea how many of you were going to show up on this call. You know, it's one of those times, again, where I'm showing up.
Hi, I'm back. So I apparently got kicked off the call. Thank you so much for your patience. I only noticed that by looking at the screen here. So anyway,
let me see. I was talking about that intentional time and that simplicity. So along those lines, creating kind of a flow for yourself that may or may not actually translate to it will probably really support you in creating more of like a healthy flow and structure around how you treat yourself and your self-care and your nutrition and all of that. And structure is really important. It's foundational. It creates a container for our flow. So one of the things that I would highly recommend while you're cleansing, definitely, and maybe even beyond, or just having the awareness of, I am definitely not perfect with this at all, particularly, you know, when social things come up or I'm with somebody else or what have you, but not eating too late. Thinking, trying to schedule so that you've got at least 4 hours, maybe at least, I could say at least 3 hours
before you go to bed and your last meal and when you finish that. So that can be a powerful thing to do for yourself while you are cleansing specifically, because it really honors the rest and digest mode that your body naturally goes into. Again, whether or not you want to be conscious of that after your cleanse is totally up to you. Then there's something that kind of falls within this framework, and that is the body rhythms, our natural body rhythms. So we have these body rhythms that go with the cycles of the day. And essentially, I'll just share this with you in a very simple form, and that is from 4 a.m. until noon is a detox phase. What this means is specifically while you're cleansing, what I recommend is that you do water-based foods. That means green juices, green smoothies, even fruit, if you can handle it. But we're doing a sugar detox, so that's not really going to fall into, you know, the web. But things that are water-based. It could even be some avocado, you know, with some vegetables that you have. And you can play around with this a little bit. But thinking about that, water-based up until noon. And you know, when I make a green smoothie, I add quite a lot of things. Yeah, I might add some soaked nuts or what high protein powder and things like that. So there are some things there that are more substantial, particularly for those of you that might want that. But it's just something to kind of think about, that's more of a detox phase. It might even be something like steamed veggies. Some of you have been posting that you've tried, like, you know, steamed greens or what have you. It's a fantastic thing. A broth can be really powerful too. So it doesn't always have to be raw, particularly if you're in a cold environment and feel like that's too depleting for a winter cleanse. Okay, so the next cycle is 12 to 2, and these are kind of approximate. And one other thing I want to say before I go into the 12 to 2 is that your body really thrives on routine, and this is particularly potent for those of us that have more vata in us, is that you try to eat within the same two-hour window every day for your breakfast, for your lunch. Like, you kind of set up a little schedule for yourself. And two-hour window is pretty broad, so it's not that hard to do that, but just having awareness there. Then there's the 12 to 2 that I mentioned, and this is when your digestion is strongest. And it's a great time to have your biggest meal, and I suggest protein-based. You can play with this and see that if you're having a larger meal and it's more carbohydrate-based, you may really find yourself just feeling sluggish, you know, and of course, blood sugar and things like that. So having it be protein-based, that could be vegetarian protein, that could be animal protein, but really seeing how that works for you. And I sent all of you out the bonus about the food combining, and that can be a really powerful resource if you haven't taken a look at that yet. Not just for the cleanse, but really beyond. It's something I practice, and I've been practicing for a very long time. Not perfect, but it really makes a difference. And then my clients who do it really notice a difference as well. So the other cycle to be aware of. So then you have, let me just make a little aside. So I said 12 to 2 is kind of the strongest digestion. Then there's a span from 2 to 8 p.m. And it's not quite as specific. I would say from like 2 to 4, you want to allow space between when you're eating your meals. So it's not like you would finish eating at 2 and then you'd be eating again at 3, particularly when you're cleansing. Really lets your body rest and digest. So the next cycle, sometime in that time period, you'd be eating your dinner, you know, early evening or something like that. The next cycle is 8 to 4 a.m., 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., and this is the rest cycle. Ideally, you are not eating during this time, and your body can rest. Now, when you're cleansing, it can be wonderful to really aim for that 10 p.m.
bedtime and provide your body with some powerful rest. So if you were eating until 8, and I, you know, again, I don't like to be really like anal about this, but this is just the scenario of playing with the body rhythm. So if you were eating potentially until 8 and then going to bed at 10, it might not allow for enough rest before you're going to sleep. You know, enough digestion time is what I should say. Okay. So that's a little bit about the rhythms and the cycles. I just thought that might be interesting for you whenever you're doing your cleanse. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open it up to some questions. So I'm going to put us in Q&A mode, which means you can press star 6. Hello. So if we have anybody who would like to ask a question, go ahead and press star 6. And I'm sipping on my tea. So I would love, well, you know the deal. Ask a question, make a statement, share something. It could be a challenge. It could be a breakthrough. But just stating something, stating your new intention. It's so powerful to share that with your voice. It's interesting. I was on a call earlier today, and everyone's been really quiet today. And I've been feeling really energized and like moving forward, and all this inspiration is bubbling up, and it seems that a lot of people are sort of taking their time, easing into things. But I'm gonna say star 6 will unmute you. Hopefully there's no problem with that.
Hi, Anna. It's Jill.
Hey, Jill. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So my question is, I made it through the holidays. Got off track a little bit, but once I was doing some traveling, once I came home, I got grounded back into my routine and felt better about that. But I haven't started the cleanse yet, and I want to do that pretty soon. And I was just wondering, I've ordered the biotics cleanse, and I guess it's on the way. And one sec. But I know you had mentioned the other cleanse, too. And I was just wondering if you would recommend it over, maybe we've even had this conversation, I don't know. But if you would recommend it over the biotics cleanse specifically for digestive issues, because I feel like that is a lot of what's going on for me. And when I got the last week's worth of information about, the hydrochloric acid and, digestion, I was really kind of floored. And also about the third chakra stuff, because I feel like that is, I don't know, I felt like so much of this process, I've just seen how everything is intertwined, the sugar and the digestion and the, it's all intertwined. And so I don't know where, if it would be a good place to start with the other one, if it has, supplements mm-hmm. that specifically address digestion, or just to go ahead and go with the biotics cleanse and, just for, another way to reboot.
Well, and it's a great question, and I'm really glad you're asking it here, because I think we did email back and forth a little bit around this, but I think it will be helpful for everyone to hear my answer. So
good.
So I appreciate that. And what I would say is, with digestive issues in particular, I do find that the biotics cleanse can be good. Like it seems to support that. It's a little little more specific to like liver, gallbladder cleansing, and it has what's called, and this is completely safe, it's not like a laxative, but it has what's called a bowel stimulator in it, just to kind of help you make sure that you're eliminating regularly. What I will say is that it's not the kind of thing, because people ask me a lot, like, oh my God, am I going to be running to the bathroom all the time? No, no, no. You'll just feel like you're regular and that, you know, it's a very gentle experience for most people. Again, it's hard to say across the board. But it has some components that will address, like, bad bacteria in the gut and things like that. However, with the RepairVite cleanse, that one is specific to like repairing the gut, and it's very specific to that. Where the powder really goes in and is literally has ingredients that are specifically designed to repair the gut lining, and that some of the other supplements is a supplement pack. Those are specific to things like parasites, candida, and what's the other one? Oh, like if there's any issues with a bacterial infection in the gut, so something like H. pylori or what have you. That one is the one, if I have a client who comes to me and says, I'm struggling with digestive issues, I've got, you know, maybe I think I have leaky gut, or I have a lot of sensitivities, or I'm allergic to this, that, and the other thing. I have an autoimmune problem. I have colitis. I have irritable bowel. That's the one that I would recommend for them. I would say go with that one. The biotics won't be not. It will provide you with something, absolutely. And it's one I've done a lot. It's all of that. So if I would say that. If you, if the biotics hasn't been shipped yet, I mean, even if it has, you could always use it. I don't think it's wasted at all, but if it hasn't shipped yet, you could always just cancel it and get the Apex RepairVite, and that one ships very quickly, especially in California. It'll be there in 2 days.
Well, as you're talking, I'm kind of, if it's the biotic, I think maybe I could do the biotics cleanse first. I don't know. I'm going back and forth. And then, down the line, I could do the other one, because I don't see this as being, you know, one time. You know,
right, exactly.
So exactly. Maybe in the spring. But do you feel like the biotics is more of a, like, you know, I know it's winter, and in spring I would, you know, want to do more of a, I guess, an intense cleanse, or feel more, do you think that the Apex one would be gentler or more appropriate for winter in any way, or not necessarily?
I think they'd just be a different experience for you. You know, they would both be unique in their own way, and that really just be, you know, if you're considering, if you know that you're going to cleanse again, which I recommend for everybody, you know, we do it at least a couple times a year, is really nice, I don't know that I would label either one as a seasonal per se. Does that make sense? I wouldn't say, oh yes, the RepairVite is better for winter, or the biotics is better for winter. They're both kind of multi-season. It might just be more where you really get into the seasonal aspect are like the types of foods that you're eating, because that's what I like to look at is, are you eating things that are seasonal and growing? And that's usually what's going to support you. So, does that answer?
Yes, I think so. And when you were talking about the RepairVite, I mean, I have digestive issues, and I don't know if they just come with age. You know, I don't remember having them so much in the past, but, and this might be more for one-on-one conversation. So I've been, you know, just thinking about maybe this other one would be better to start with and then do the other one later. But I also wanted to ask you if the if parasites are really common, if that's a, you know, a really common thing, or
yeah, they are.
They are. We all have parasites. Most likely every one of us has some kind of a parasite. And so actually that's another reason that it's really powerful to do cleanses, because they generally will help flush out any of that. And so that, you know, there are specific parasites, and I'm not an expert in parasites, but there can be specific parasites that you definitely want to get rid of, like right away.
Uh-huh.
But or as soon as you can. But in general, there are things living on our food that we can't see, and we are, you know, we do, or on our animals or whatever, I mean, that we do take in. And so that's where the cleansing can be really powerful. One thing that I just realized I didn't even mention in your question is that when you do the Reparavite cleanse, you should then do, I recommend to make it very sort of simple and not too expensive for people, like if they get the repair, all the stuff for the Reparavite, for them to then order the whole biotics cleanse, that might be a little daunting for people. I just don't want to make it too daunting. However, and so I would recommend the Clearvite, which is great, and that's one product that you get, and it has kind of a similar function to the biotics, which is the liver gallbladder. And you want to do that after you do the Reparavite. So that said, you would actually want to do, if you chose to do, whenever you chose to do the Reparavite, you would want to do either the biotics or the Clearvite after. You would want to follow with that.
And is the Clearvite part of the biotics cleanse? Is that right?
The Clearvite is actually through the company that makes the Reparavite. So there are two different companies,
okay,
through Apex. And like I said, it's just one powder. I like it. I'll actually just sometimes have it in a smoothie when I'm not cleansing. But it's a different company, and it's just one product, like I said, instead of the three.
Okay. So the Clearvite is from a different company as the Reparavite?
So Apex makes the Reparavite and Clearvite.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then Biotics makes the Biotics one.
Okay. Okay. So it's a it's just kind of another step of the Reparavite cleanse, is to do the Clearvite after a separate kind of cleanse after the
it's a good idea to do some kind of liver gallbladder support afterward. It's what's recommended, because the Reparavite itself doesn't really have that. It's very focused on the digestive tract and repairing that, which is hugely important. And I really find that it helps with cravings, like really helps with cravings and things like that. Just clients have found that they're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then to follow up with the liver gallbladder, which is really important, is a great idea.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, but which part helps with the cravings, did you say?
Oh, the Reparavite cleanse seems to really have a powerful effect on clients' cravings.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the question, really, because I think it will clarify a lot for everybody else. I don't know that I was as clear as I could have been around all that.
No, it is. It's just, you know, there's so much information. It's a lot, too. You know, it's a lot, so. But I appreciate your answer, and I appreciate the whole program.
Mm,
I feel like I've really learned a lot and feel kind of armed.
Great. That's really good to hear, and I'm glad you've been in it, and thank you. Thank you for your participation and all that.
Thank you, Anna.
So you can just star 6 again, and you'll be muted.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm looking here. I'm gonna ask and see if there's anybody else that wants to ask a question, share something. That would be *6, and you can unmute yourself. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm actually in our Facebook group right now, and although it wasn't a specific question that she had sent in for this call, I just thought I would kind of address. Nancy had posted something on the Facebook group, and originally she shared that she got her kit and she started her cleanse yesterday on January 1st. And prior to that, she was cutting back on coffee and in hopes of minimizing her withdrawal from caffeine, which I think is a great idea. And I said as much. And today she posted day two of the cleanse and that she has a searing headache. And she's not sure if it's the cleanse or being back at work after the long holiday break. She says she's looking forward to going home, putting on her jammies and relaxing, which I think is perfect. And really, I know that while at work it might be a little challenging to do that, but to give yourself as much relaxed time, hugely important. And hydration, too, very important. So without being able to ask Nancy a little bit more, I'm just going to try to answer this question. Is the searing headache due to the cleanse or being back at work? Could be both. What I will say is, again, I just want to highlight, underline, make sure, Nancy, you are drinking plenty of water and that you're staying hydrated. Also, I'm not sure how much coffee you had been drinking or how much caffeine you'd been having, because this could still be the caffeine withdrawal, which is unfortunately not always that fun. But once you get over the hump, which shouldn't be that long, you know, 2 or 3 days, and generally speaking, people do not have a 3-day headache. It happens rarely, but generally speaking, that's not the case. So, yes, it definitely could be part of the cleanse. However, in general, I don't find that people have really extreme reactions. So just, like, you take care of yourself, hydrate, do those things that you know to do and that are recommended in the cleanse. And let me see if I can say anything else about that. As far as being back after the holiday break, yeah. I'm not even on a cleanse right now, Nancy, and I just got back. I had kind of a break. I'm not going to say I had a total break, but I had kind of a break, and today was like this busy, okay, here we go, back into the swing, you know, clients and call this call and everything. And I was like, ooh, okay. You know, my body and my energy was kind of recalibrating to that. So it's yes, there is a recalibration. Be gentle with yourself. Keep us posted on the Facebook group on how things go for you and what's working, what's not, and I'll try to be on there too and address that. So thank you for sharing, really, because it's only going to help everybody. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to see if anybody else has any live questions. You can press star 6. Well, all right. I am just going to wish you off for a beautiful entrance into this new year. Take a moment to set intentions, renewed intentions. We have a new moon yesterday. Awesome. I was doing my own, maybe even a vision board. I'm planning on doing mine tomorrow. Stay up to date on the Facebook group, even if you feel like you're behind. Keep me posted. If you're not on the Facebook group, send me an email and just let me know. Check in. It's powerful. I'm here for you, really, through the end of this program. We have one more scheduled Q&A call. You have your schedule. I might possibly do a little bonus call, so that's a maybe, but see if you can come on the last Q&A call. Really make that happen for yourself. I would love to have you there. It would be wonderful to really have a group energy. And I'm just sending all of you so much love, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Have a beautiful rest of the evening and the week. Bye-bye.